Let's head off to Mount Alexander Shire now as we welcome Darren Fuzzard, their CEO, to the show for our Shire Whip Around. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
The old Blue Baggers, mate, they're on a winning streak of two.
We consider that to be in form.
And, of course, this weekend it gets very serious, mate, because the beautiful Cats taking on the Blue Baggers.
Indeed. It could be a good weekend, Robbo, or it could be a really bad family event for us. We're going down to Melbourne with my parents, who are both Geelong supporters, so they're at least going to get a ride to the footy. We'll see what happens afterwards.
Well, I reckon we should. What about a scratchy ticket on it, mate? What do you reckon?
A scratchy ticket?
Yeah, well,
I think that's absolutely right. Given that I rarely see you in person these days, I'm prepared to commit to that.
Okay, that sounds good. Hey, now listen. The other quick question too, before we start, you don't know a bloke called Don, do you?
Don.
D-O-N. Yeah, because we got a Facebook post through yesterday, and it said, "Bring Bruce back. That Geelong bloke's crap." So I can only assume that. I'm just checking.
Robbo didn't laugh as much yesterday, but I certainly did, Darren. It's just because I don't. So he would have said the same about me if I supported an AFL team, for sure.
Ah, well. Let's get down to matters of local business, shall we? The update on the Maldon Streetscape Revitalisation Project.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Last week I had the great pleasure of attending an official celebration in Maldon for this one that was celebrating the final stages of removal of the overhead power lines, which is part of the Maldon Streetscape Revitalisation Project that we've been working on for some time and really long-held community aspiration, Robert. We've talked about this a few times.
Yes.
It's almost there, this removal of the power lines bit. Now, we had a community member there, Ken Fothergill, who was a former Shire president of Maldon Council as well, and he was saying that push to get the power lines removed started over 50 years ago. So we're pretty pleased to be able to see that happening right now and almost coming to an end. So High Street, Main, Fountain, Francis, Templeton, Dolphin and Spring Streets will all have the power lines removed from them by mid-July, so not very far away at all. So very excited about that, Robbo. And it is, of course, just one component of that project. There's two other elements to it, the shopfront restoration, which will be starting soon, and also the upgrades to the public areas, including the footpaths and some crossovers and bins and seating still to come. So just want to say a big congratulations and thank you, particularly to not just our great staff and also Powercor and their contractors, but the Community Steering Committee, who's been led by our own Councillor Gardner for a long time, have been helping us to get that project right and continue to do so. So thanks very much to all of those guys.
Hope you're going to keep
the Victorian Government again for money.
Yeah, I hope you're going to keep those poles as historic mementos. They've been there a while.
They're not as historic as the rest of the town, I think, is the feeling, Steve.
Oh, so good, that's
right. The community was quite happy to see those leave.
Yeah, I understand, having been to the area, yes, it's a good idea to see them go.
Yeah.
So what's happening with your disability access guide?
So this was last week also. There was a launch of, this is from a group called the Mount Alexander Shire Disability Action Group, or MASDAG, as they call themselves. They released the disability access guide for our businesses in the Shire. It's a fantastic resource for people who provide goods and services in our Shire who want to understand how can they improve accessibility for people who've got a disability and want to get into their premises. So they've just done a fantastic job in putting this guide together, MASDAG, and as a group for us, they've been incredibly important over recent years in helping the Shire, the council, to understand, as well as the community, what can we do to support people who live with a disability, and even how do we better understand what it's like to live with a disability. So they've done a brilliant job with this publication and really encourage anybody who's got a business in the Shire thinking about how can you make your business more accessible. Get a hold of that guide. It's on MASDAG's website. If you Google MASDAG, M-A-S-D-A-G, and then you look under the Documents tab, you'll be able to find the Disability Access Guide. It's a fantastic document, and I really congratulate that group and also encourage anyone else. That some of that work was funded through a council community grant, and I really encourage anyone else who's got a great idea like MazDags to get in contact with council and talk to us about when's the next opportunity to apply for a council community grant to help such terrific things to happen again.
Yeah, excellent stuff. All right, Darren, well, listen, we've got the sheep station riding on it now, the old scratchy ticket. So I'll have to see how they go. I want to say good luck, but I don't know if I can.
Yes, and I want to say I'll be here next Tuesday, Robbo, but I don't know if I can.
Terrific.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Have a great week, mate. All the best.
Thanks, Robbo. Cheers. Thanks,
Steve. Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Show.
It's only a game. You've got to remember this.
No. It's more important than a game. That's how AFL fans are, that's for sure. Anyway, it's the Wake Up Call. Gold Central Victoria